Hello, how's it going? In this video, we're going to talk about run cadence. So cadence while running. Now, I want to tell you this. About 5 or 6 years ago, I started to think about running cadence for myself. And it really changed the way that I run. And it was a game changer for me. Everything, my run, I was in a right mindset to change things, and it took me a long time to do this. So it wasn't easy. You had to work at it. But what I found was making that change really helped my running a lot. So pay attention to this one because it's important and it's very, very simple. Like, it's very, very simple. But once you understand it, once you apply it, once you try it, you're going to go, well, first you might go, oh, this is not right. This feels so wrong. But once you really get into it, you embrace it, and you stick with it, you're going to find that, whoa, look at this. You know, you're going to be doing some things that are going to be surprising you. Well, that's what happened to me anyways. And I hope that it happens to you as well. Now, the first thing is what is cadence? Like, you know, we talk about cadence when we're biking, but what is cadence when we're running? Well, cadence is the number of steps taken per minute. It's also known as SPM. You need to make sure you know what you're looking at. Is it RPM or SPM? For years, I would have athletes, I'd tell them, okay, I want you to hold this cadence. And even on my watch, I would look at it and the number that would show up was RPM, or cadence was measured in RPM. So when I'm running, the number was in revolutions per minute, and it wasn't steps per minute. You might be thinking, well, what's the difference? The difference is RPM, so how fast your leg's going around, is measuring one side of your body, so one leg. Steps per minute is measuring both legs, okay? So when you're looking at RPM, your number could be, say, if it's 80, right? So you're taking 80 steps per minute with one leg. And then if you're looking at steps per minute, that will be times 2. So instead of being 80, you'll be 160. So oftentimes when you're looking at your watch, depending on what watch you have and how it's measuring it, you might go, oh, what the heck is that number? So first thing you need to figure out is, are you looking at RPM or SPM? So revolutions per minute, or steps per minute. It's really very similar, but one's gonna be twice as many. So if you look at the number and it's under 100, you're looking at RPM. If you're looking at a number that's over like 130 or over 130 or over 140, then you're looking at steps per minute. Okay, now, a quick question you may be asking, well, what cadence should I be holding? So what I did is I looked at some of the best runners that we kind of are looking at right now in the world, and what are they doing? So just recently, Eliud Kipchoge from Kenya ran, I think he did the fastest marathon ever in Berlin. And I took a small clip of him from YouTube, and I measured his cadence. And his cadence was 180 steps per minute, which is 90 RPM. Now, if you want to do this with other athletes or yourself, how you do it is this. You take a clip of a runner, and then you count one side. I do one side, it's just easier. You just keep the math easier, right? And so I had a clip of Eliud for 20 seconds, and I counted one side of his body, which was the left side. And for 20 seconds, I made sure the time was 20, and I counted. So every time his left foot hit the ground, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's pretty quick, right? And so then when you get that number, because it took 20 seconds, you need to times it by 3, gives you a minute, and that will be RPM. Are you with me? Okay. So that would be, say his number was 30. 30 times 3 will give you 90. And that's RPM. If you wanted it in steps per minute, you times it by 2. So 90 times 2, 180. I then looked at the best Ironman athletes. And so I looked at Patrick Lange and Daniela Ryf. And I took clips from their Ironman Hawaii race, and then I measured their cadence. And for Patrick Lange, I determined he's taking 93 He has a cadence of 93 RPM, which equates to 186 steps per minute. Okay. Daniela Reif has an RPM of 87 RPM, which equates to 174 steps per minute. Okay. So that gives you an idea that the range is around like 85 to 95, right? So Patrick Lange is on this end. Daniela Reif is down here. She's 87. Patrick Lange was 93, and Elliott was right there at 90. Okay, so that's the window. When I am coaching people, I try to get them to be in a window of 80 to like 89. Somewhere in there. If you're doing that, then you're doing pretty good. I do have some athletes that are very short, and they can be in the 90s, right? So they can have a very quick turnover. You're going to find that the taller you are, because you have longer legs, it's difficult to get that RPM up. Now, I remember when I was running track, and my coach was saying, you know, increase turnover, increase turnover, increase turnover. And you try to go faster, try to go faster, try to go faster, but it just wouldn't work. And then one day I realized, you know what? In order for me to go get a higher cadence, instead of just trying to turn my legs over really, really fast, what I had to do was, instead of having a stride length, say like this, I shorten the stride length up. Then it's easier to increase the cadence because you're not taking a really big stride like that. So you're taking smaller steps. And that's what I want you to do as well. First thing I want you to do is figure out what your cadence is. Now there's quite a few ways you can do that. The easiest way is to, if you've got your watch, and if your watch measures it, turn on that feature and look at the data afterwards. Go into your Training Peaks and look at what your average cadence is. You don't even have to think. Pull it up, look at it, it's done. If your watch doesn't do that, then you have to do some basic math. And the basic math is this. You can count for a minute, you can count for 30 seconds. Pick either of those, go for 30 seconds. And when you're running, count every time your right leg hits the ground. So watch your watch, pay attention to your watch until it comes to like a zero. When it comes to the zero, start counting. You keep counting until it comes to 30. And say again, say if you count 30 foot strikes for 30 seconds times by 2, that will give you an RPM of 60, which is really, really low. But it's just an example. Okay. The other thing you can do is this. Any of you guys have this? This is a Fitness Tempo Trainer, and I highly recommend it. And you turn it on. Maybe the battery's dead. Turn it on, and you can set the cadence to what you want. But I think before we get to talking about how to change it, the best thing to talk about is how to measure it. And again, go out and count for 60 seconds or 30 seconds, get your number, or look at your data after the run. So that will give you a starting point. And you go, well, where am I? And when I first started doing this for myself, I found that my RPM, I'm gonna stick to RPM because I like RPM. My RPM was in the 70s. And then I was told, look, Todd, you need to try and get your RPM up to 85. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't get to 85. 85 is just too fast. And then I was told, okay, not only do I want you to run 85 when you're going fast, I want you to run 85 when you're going slow, when you're going medium, and when you're going LSD. So you're holding 85 every time you're running. I'm like, whoa. And that just really was a really big change for me to think about. And I bet you, you're not doing that. So when you're running slow, well, first of all, you need to have multiple speeds. Some of you right now have like one speed, and I get that. But for me, I have multiple speeds. And when I try to go slow, what I do is I just slow down my turnover. So I'm just nice and long and slow. But when I'm trying to keep 85 RPM, when I'm going slow, that's a lot trickier. Now, how do I do that? I gotta take little steps, like little steps, but little fast steps, right? And by doing that, it trains me. So I'm training my body to run at 85, right? So whether I'm going slow, at tempo speed, interval pace, LSD, it doesn't matter. I'm holding that same cadence the same time. Now going uphill is a little bit tricky, but we'll talk about that in a different video. Now, first step is get out there and measure cadence. And what is it? And then I want to see if it's below 80, we want to get that number up. Because remember, the target that I want you to hit is between 80 to 89. And again, if you're shorter, small legs, maybe in the 90s. Okay, but for the majority of us, 80 to 89. For me, I go right in the middle. I go for 85. That target 85. Now, how do you increase that? Like, how do you measure that when you're running? Well, I just found this out on my watch. I'm just going to turn on the watch. I have a Garmin 920 XT. Yes, I know it's old, but it still does the trick. Now, I made notes on this. My watch, Garmin 920 XT, and I bet you your watch may do it as well. It has a metronome feature. So what I do is I go to activity settings, I scroll down to metronome, turn it on, I enter the beats per minute that I want, right? And then I go to alert frequency, go to sounds, you can have tone, vibration, or both. I have tone on here. Now watch, listen to what happens when I start the run. It was like a heartbeat to skip a beat there. So you can hear that, right? This is at 90. And when you hear this, every time it beeps, beep, your right leg is hitting the ground. Okay? This, I promise you, will drive you crazy. It will. But it will also make you a better runner. So it's like a short-term craziness for a long-time gain, okay? So that's one way you can do it. Is if you have a watch that has cadence and beeps or buzzes at you, you can put it on. It will drive you crazy, I promise. It will. The other thing this watch can do too is you can put the number so it pops up. And how you do that is you go to activity settings, go to data screens, the field number, cadence fields, and then you enter cadence. So you can be running along and one of the windows that you look at will have cadence. And it will, I don't know right now because I haven't used it, whether it's going to be steps per minute or revolutions per minute. It's something I need to look at and see what it is. So if it's, again, you know what I talked about before, if it's less than 100, you're at RPM. If it's over 100, like over 140, then you're at steps per minute. Okay, so just be aware of that. Your RPM will not be like over 110. I don't think so. Now, there are other ways you can do this as well. And when I was doing this for the first time, I had trouble doing it running. Like changing my cadence outside running, it was difficult. So what I did is I went on a treadmill and I got my kids, this is like a metronome for their music. I plugged in 90 and I stuck it on the treadmill. And then you just heard this, right? And it's the same thing. Every time that beep goes, your right leg is hitting the ground. Okay, and again, this will drive you crazy. Okay, but again, short-term craziness, long-term gain. Turn that off. Again, this is not a lot of money, but you still have to pay something for it. Do you need to? If you have one, use it. If you don't, you probably don't need to use it. Probably don't need to buy it. This guy here is great for swimming as well. This is a Finis, F-I-N-I-S, tempo trainer. Now listen to this, I turned it on. So not only can you use it for running, but you can use it for swimming as well. Now I've already pre-programmed this to 90. Okay, so you can take this, put it in your pocket, it has a little clip, you can clip it on and you're running. Right, so say for example, if you know your cadence is 75, right, so you're running 75, you're okay. So Todd wants me to increase my cadence. This week, I'm gonna try and go 78, right? You go out and run 78 for a little bit until you feel comfortable. You go, okay, I wanna get up now to 79. So every week, you wanna gradually increase it as long as it feels good. So that naturally and gradually, you get into the 80s and you have a quicker turnover, shorter strides. Always think you're shortening your stride as you're increasing your cadence. If you say, Todd, I don't want to buy that either. I don't want to buy a metronome. I don't want to buy this. What else can you give me? Well, you can go here. You go to your phone. We all have these smartphones. Now, and for me, what I have, let's see where I put it. And I'm like you. I don't need to pay for anything if I don't have to. All right, so we all have these. Go to the App Store. Search out for a metronome. This one is just basically called metronome. And it's kind of, I don't know if you can see that. I'm going to swing it. Okay. Oh, it's through my speaker. Anyways, here's the idea. Okay, so that's 78. And say you want to go a little quicker, say you want to go at, this is my favorite run pace for me is 85. Swing it. Oh, 95. A little bit of skill involved. All right, now I'm going to swing it. And so it does take time for you to match your steps with this noise. But again, it does help, and I do recommend you do that. Okay. It's going to feel really weird in the beginning. Like it does, it feels weird, it feels wrong. It feels like, Todd, I'm taking these steps are too small. But you're going to find that as you do this, you're going to get better and better. Like the slower you are, like the speed you go when you're slow, your stride length is going to be quite small, right? But then as you speed up, your cadence stays the same, then your stride length increases. Now the idea is to keep it within that window of 80 to 89. Somewhere in there, you're going to find a cadence that really fits you best. Okay, so not below 80. Okay, so not over 90, except for a couple people. So we should be right in that window in 85. Like I said, for me, it took me a long time to get comfortable running at 85. But now when I go out, I go in there right away. And this thing is cool. Like I said, you'll have it in your head and it just goes dink, right? All the time, and it drives you crazy. You can even get music that has a certain RPM to it as well. So if you don't want to have this, go out and search up music with a certain RPM, and then you can run to that. That's it. This video is all about run cadence. I want you now to go out there and measure your cadence and start increasing it or perhaps decreasing it. All right, this is Coach Todd. Thank you very much. I will see you in the next video. Bye-bye.